accepted their nominal status in Snakefish stood near the front. The last hero stayed ranged in a semicircle, eyes raking the congregation. Deep shadows skipped over the watching, wide-eyed faces. Standing with his back to the blackness of the desert, Ryan felt his spine tighten at the thought of the giant reptiles he knew were stirring in the wilderness behind him.
Got a real bad feeling about this one, lover.
Me too.
Ryan had brought the G-12 caseless, holding it casually under his arm, finger close to the trigger of the sophisticated blaster.
The spirit of the worm comes upon me!
Marianne closed her eyes, pirouetting around in the orange light of the fires, smoke swirling about her, giving her a demonic look.
Here we go.
It was quite a skilled performance. Ryan doubted it would have worked so well in the cold light of morning, but here, in the manipulated, drum-beating atmosphere of fervor, and the bizarre light of the bonfires, it was clearly working well. In a fit of religious frenzy, Marianne thrashed around in the dust, dropping her whip, scooping up handfuls of pale sand, and throwing them over herself. Her hair became disarrayed, her makeup covered in a mask of dirt, her rolling eyes winking dementedly out at the world. Ryan turned to the armorer, but JB had slipped away from his side. It was just possible to see the jaunty fedora perched on top of his head, moving purposefully toward the front of the crowd.
Christy, Jack, follow me. Don't do anything until I give the word.
Ryan's gut feeling told him that JB had guessed who had been chosen for the feeding.
Show us the evil! Show us! The worm protects us all! The worm is the power! The worm is the way and the light! Yes! Oh, yes! I can feel the spirit moving in me! Hallelujah, brothers and sisters! The word is coming to me!
Marianne rolled over and over, legs kicking, her body caked in dust. Ryan started after JB, but the armorer was nearly at the front, close by the Brennans and Carla. Helped by her husband and son, Marianne staggered to her feet, beginning to spin around, arm outstretched, finger pointing at the congregation, her body a black shape against the brightness of the ring of fires. She spun faster and faster, the skirt of her dress flying out around her like a child's top. Her face was blank, her eyes stared wildly, her finger accused. There was only the stillness of the night, as everyone realized that the woman's finger pointed, rock steady, straight at the figure of Carla Peterson. The heroes began to move forward, stopping when a slight figure stepped from the front row and stood between them and Carla.
First person moves, man or woman, and they're on their back looking up at the stars with a bullet through their skull.
Nobody moved.
He's one man alone! Chill him! Feed him to Belial!
He's not alone!
Ryan leveled his G-12.
Someone does something stupid, and there'll be a lot of death come to this ville.
Two or three or four, what does it matter? We are 1,000 strong!
We are 6!
Doc emerged from the middle of the crowd.
I urge discretion upon everyone here. You may overwhelm us, but the cost will be most appallingly high. Who would wish to die?
Looks like a hotspot standoff. You don't get at us without taking a high body count.
You can't get away, scum!
Zombie looked across at Norman Moat for his orders.
Maybe not, but you won't live to find out.
A little girl with freckles and plaits in a patched gingham dress broke the standoff.
Look, Mommy! See the funny man?
Holy shit!
Stickies!
Riddler immediately went for his shotgun. To encounter Stickies 3 times in 2 days was highly unusual. Ryan's first reaction was to glance around, trying to place the members of his group and trying to gauge the opposition. JB stood at his elbow, one arm around the shoulders of Carla Peterson. Christy was just behind with Jack. And somewhere in the center of the panicking mob were Doc, Lori, and Rick. Out front, cavorting around the fires, were 12 Stickies, bodies glistening in the light. Some held the cans of gasoline, and others had seized blazing branches, waving them in the night like medieval torches. Ryan was just able to grab Christy by the arm when the mob swept by them, a shrill, hysterical gaggle, charging aimlessly toward what they hoped might be some sort of freedom and escape from the threat.
Keep close, lover.
It was chaos. Ryan had the caseless rifle in his hands, but it was useless. The press of frightened men, women, and children was too great. Ryan fought to maintain the ground where they stood, knowing that those who drove and pushed toward the road would fall among the Stickies in the rolling wall of flames. Suddenly, Doc Tanner was with them, supporting Rick with an arm around his waist. Ginsburg was pale, gripping his walking stick with white knuckles, eyes wide with terror.
Get me out of here, Ryan! I can't take it!
Where's Lori?
What?
Lori, where is she?
I don't know. We got separated. She's a big girl now. I hope she can look after herself.
Ryan caught Zombie's eye and saw that the president of the Last Heroes Motorcycle Club was holding a smoking shotgun. But now wasn't the time to do anything about it.
One thing.
What?
Noise and flames and shooting should keep those bastard snakes away from here. With one of those up our asses, we could find ourselves in some real heavy trouble.
Plenty of trouble anyway.
Jack pointed to where one of the stickies had grabbed a woman who had tried to run past it. She clutched a small baby in a white lace shawl.
We should get out of this.
Ryan nodded vigorously and pointed to the right of the fires, indicating that they should cut through the desert for a couple of hundred yards, hitting the blacktop on the snakefish side.
Why not stop and chill the stickies?
Not our fight, lover. Gonna be some dead here. Stickies got fire and gas. We could pick off a few, but they might get close to us in the dark. They got good night vision. No. Main thing is to get us all back to the Ville safe.
Surprisingly, the missing Lori was at the rental room before any of them, and was sitting on her bed, washing sand from between her toes. Doc was helping to half-carry the exhausted Rick, and was near the limit of fatigue himself. But he cheered up at the sight of Lori.
My angel of the brightest dawning! I was worried when I could not find you. How did you get back here so fast?
In a wag.
With the Baron?
JB had seen the Brennans and Carla safely into their own vehicle before rejoining the others.
No.
With the Motes?
Yeah. Josh asked me, and I say yes, I'll go with them. What other can I do? Stickies every place and smoke, and I didn't see all of you. They saved my life.
Why,
Main thing is that Lori's alive.
Best get something for Rick. He's spent.
Shot my load, friends.
Want drink?
Strawberry daiquiri, and make it a large one, barman.
Yeah, I get water.
Ryan lifted the corner of the curtains, peering out at the front. One of the heroes went by on his chopper, revving the engine, kicking up clouds of dirt in the glow of the streetlights. JB checked the rear window.
Nothing out here. If the stickies had come into the Ville and started a fire, the whole place would have gone up like tinder. Wooden houses, close together. Unless they're cleaned out, Ryan, they'll do that. Only way to stop a sticky is by chilling it. No other way to do it.
I'm dying. Have Kaddish sung over me. And put my baby shoes away, Mama.
Shut up and drink.
I reckon this is coming up to a good time to shake the shit of snakefish off of our boots, friends. Sticky's that close, and those numbers mean serious bad news. Like I've already said, I'm sorry for that fat little Baron. No doubt in my mind that the Motes will run him out of the Ville. Probably in the next few weeks, the way it's shaping. But that isn't our fight. Never was, never will be.
JB looked as if he were going to argue, but they were interrupted by a knock on the door. It was Ruby Raynor, her face smeared with soot and dirt, her feeding clothes stained and torn, the hem of her skirt sodden with what looked to be congealing blood.
Shed skiing! You Outlanders all made it back safe? Oh, there's a hollow-tooth miracle! Asriel himself must have been looking after you, and all the